Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us give the praises to God, for he is worthy, so worthy of all of our praises. We just glorify him today. Glory to God. Maybe you need to sing a little song, hum a little tune, do what you do, clap your hands, give the Lord some praise. Praise confuses the enemy, and if the enemy has tried to enter your camp this morning, you can kick him out. Tell him he has no authority to be in your camp this morning. Glory to God. Let us command this morning and let it be what the Lord has promised that it will be. Joyful, joyful, joyful. Even through our trials and tribulations, sometimes we have to smile. Sometimes we have to laugh to keep from crying. Amen, amen. But we do bid you greetings this morning. This is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries here in the state of South Carolina. And I am so happy and privileged to be back on this morning, Tuesday morning, June 12th. Glory to God. We give God the glory for every single day of our lives because he didn't have to allow us to be here. But here we are. Glory to God. This morning I have a topic that I think that we all can identify with. We wait for many things. In today's society, we wait in lines at the store, and we wait when we go to, even when they want our money for us to pay taxes, we still have to wait. This morning here in South Carolina, there's a primary going on, so you have to wait in line to exercise your right to vote. Wait, 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 wait on so many things. And how many know it can be aggravating, it can be frustrating, it can just be absolutely horrible when you have to wait for something that you know that you really don't feel like you have time for. You're not understanding why it hasn't happened yet. Well, that's unfortunately life. But the good news is the scripture tells us how to do that waiting. The scripture tells us that we should never give up because we're in the waiting period. The scripture says that many Bible characters have waited and they have seen positive results. So we, bottom line, just don't be bitter, just don't be angry, just hold on in your waiting. But I have some scripture here that will help us. And again, as I said, this show is for saved, unsaved, unchurched, everybody who has a breath, because the Bible says everything that has breath must praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So no matter what your walk in life is, whether you're just hearing about God for the first time or for many times, whether you're already in ministry or whether you feel like you have a call from the Lord, every category fits you. But we break it down so that everyone can understand, no matter where you are in the Lord. First scripture, I thought I had another one that was going to be first, but this jumped out at me, and I said, no, we're going to do this one. Very well known to those who are familiar with scripture. If not, listen to it carefully. And this is from Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. What is that saying? When you try to do something good and it doesn't seem like it's going to come to pass and you're wondering what is going on, what is happening, I put my time in, I put my effort in, I studied and I prayed and I waited and I waited. That's your well-doing. You're trying to do it. You're trying to do it, and many times you're trying to do it on your own strength. But also it says, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't faint. There's a season for you. There's a season for me. There's a season for all of us. If we just hold on, don't get weary, don't give up, hang on in there. And while I'm on the subject of don't give up, it seems as though even the celebrities have the money, the fame, the fortune, everything that they have could not keep them on this earth. No matter what they had, maybe they had a season where they were waiting on something, and we asked, well, what on earth could they be waiting for? But you never know what anyone is going through. So just a note about suicidal thoughts and depression while I'm on that subject, don't give up. If you look, as they say, if someone seems as though they got it all together, you need to check on them. Check on them anyway, because you don't know what they're going through. But anyway, hold on. Do not faint. The other verse, also popular among those who might be in the Word. If not, here again, let's listen to it. Everyone, let's listen to this. And it is from Habakkuk, the second chapter. Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. It will not tarry. The last part of that verse says, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Yes, we're living by faith. So if we have faith, even if you don't know God, even if you're trying to get to know God, and you say, well, what does faith have to do with anything? Faith has everything to do with your waiting period. You got to believe. You got to see it before it happens. You got to take it to the Lord in prayer. You got to consult godly counsel. Let someone help you with it. Let someone pour into your spirit that you know that you can trust. A true man or woman of God will not steer you wrong. If you don't know one, just keep seeking the Lord and ask the Lord to connect you with someone that will let you know that your vision is for an appointed time. Glory to God. Just because you have not seen it, if you're striving for a million and you landed upon thousands, hold on. Still hold on. Your vision shall come to pass. If you're waiting for a spouse, if you're waiting to have a child, if you're waiting for a job to open up for you, whatever is you waiting for, it shall come to pass. Many times people say that they don't believe in some prophets or prophetess because they say things and they don't see it happen, what they prophesied to them. The reason for that is that everything does not happen in an instant. There are many things that have to be waited on, such as Joseph in the book of Genesis. Joseph's brothers sold him as a slave because they were jealous of his little colorful coat. But the Lord had promised him something. It says he waited for God to fulfill his promise that Joseph would be a leader of his people. And that's in the book of Genesis 37 chapter. He had to be patient as he believed God, but probably wondered why he was still sitting in a prison cell. My God, are you in a prison cell this morning? Are you literally in a prison cell in your mind? In your thinking, in your relationships? Are you literally in that prison cell? Well, you might sit there for a while, but someone's going to open up that door, glory to God, by your faith, by your beliefs, just because you're going to hold on because the Lord has promised it to you. God did not just lift Joseph up immediately. He had to wait. So if you are waiting this morning on anything to manifest, just understand what is said in the Word, what someone might have spoken in your spirit, it still shall come to pass. But you got to have patience, and that's not something a lot of us have. But as you see, as you go on in life, you will understand why patience, working with your faith and your hope, is those are some things that you must have. Those are the key elements of what you must have to be able to wait. Glory to God. And, of course, we all know that Job was a man of patience. And sometimes he got a little upset with the Lord and with his friends and everything, but he still understood that he had to wait. In other words, he could have quit. He could have given up because everything was lost. Do you have anything lost this morning? Have you experienced some kind of physical, emotional, or spiritual loss? What has happened to you this morning in the past that you're wondering about? Think about it for a moment. Think about Job. Think about Joseph. Think about Abraham, who God promised that he'd be the father of many nations. And he said, I don't have any children. How can I be the father of many nations? Glory, hallelujah. Finally, when Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90 years old, God gave them their son Isaac. Though it took years of patiently waiting, they received the promise of God. Glory, hallelujah. So no matter how old, no matter what you're going through, wait for your promise. Glory, hallelujah. I see the promise coming for many of us. We have toiled and labored and spent many days and nights wondering when it's going to come to pass. As for me, many know, but not everybody has knowledge of the fact of my daughter and my son-in-law, whom we love dearly, whom we were close to, as close as can be. And 10 years ago, they made some kind of decision on their own or not on their own that they would disconnect themselves from their family, friends, and everyone. 10 years is a long time, but I'm still holding on. That's a part of my testimony. That's why I can talk about waiting. Yes, it's hard. It is hard. It is very, very difficult. But this morning, I want to encourage someone else, because what I make happen for someone else, the Lord will make happen for me. So my time is just about up. I may have to extend this to 30 minutes so that I can get some of you on here to chat back with me. I am so ready to talk with you, but I'm just getting back in the swing of Blog Talk Radio, and I just appreciate all my listeners, and I just pray that you tag, share, and invite others, because there's something about this show that God has need of me to do. I don't know why, but he knows why. So I just give God the glory, and we're going to pray. We're going to pray our way on out of here. But again, this is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries in South Carolina, and my deacon is Deacon Melvin Davis, and my administrator is Shirley Atkinson. And we give God the glory, and I don't have any upcoming events to announce right now, but if you have some, feel free to drop me a line, and I'll get it on the air for you. I will definitely give you a little plug, because we should be helpers to one another. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we just worship you. We just praise you right now. We glorify you for your good and your merciful. God, you didn't have to do so many things, but we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for allowing us to assemble here, no matter what time of day or night someone is listening. I want them to you, Lord. Lord, help us, help all of us to draw others to you so that they will experience that joy, that happiness, that well-being, that feeling that no matter what they're waiting on, you're still there. You will bring it to pass. You shall bring it to pass, because only you, God, can answer. You did it for those back in the biblical days, and you certainly will do it. If we look at your record, God, we will see, hallelujah, what all you are capable of, and your love and your power is unlimited. So fill us today, Lord God. Fill us, God. Heal us. Save us, deliver us, set us free, because when you set us free, we are free indeed. No more chains, no more boundaries. God, we just thank you, Lord. We just ask that you continue to bless. Bless like never before, God. Bless exceedingly and abundantly. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and all that you will be doing, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything, our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our soul. We give it to you right now. We surrender, Lord God. We surrender ourselves to you just this morning, June 12th. We surrender, hallelujah, and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you the praise. We just can't stop praising you right now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to be here to assemble. Glory to God. I give God the glory, and I pray that the Lord blesses you real, real, real good today. Hallelujah. And just remember, Jesus is Lord.